Park Rapids, Minnesota is a town with a population of just over 4,000. It is 22 miles south of Itasca State Park, 6 miles from Dorset, Minnesota, 10 miles from Nevis, Minnesota. Park Rapids is a town that is becoming known as much for its arts scene as it is for its recreational options. And earlier, you heard from Liz Stone about why she moved away from Park Rapids and then moved back. And now we'll continue that conversation with City Council member Liz Stone. How long have you been on City Council?
Just about 2 years, I guess. This next election.
Park Rapids has been an arts, actually designated as an arts community for a few years. Were you part of that process?
I came on, they asked me to come on kind of after they were recognized. They asked me to come on as part of their group. We went to trainings last year, 4 weekends out of the year last year, to learn how to make arts and culture and the whole idea of creatives more prevalent in the community.
Do you feel like the arts are one of the economic engines in Park Rapids?
Yeah, I do. You know, I think it's kind of an evolution. Tourism has always played a big part in Park Rapids. And when we first moved to this area, you know, there were a lot of gift shops and homegrown items and things of that nature. You know, consignment items, things that people made at home, and that's how we got our start. We owned Summerhill Farm, and that's how we got our start there. And it's just kind of evolved. I think people still like to make homemade items and that type of thing, but now kind of evolved. We have so much going on that's available to the community. You know, lots of concert series now. Second Street Stage, which is a live music, you know, happening every Thursday night all summer long. We also have the Northern Lights Opera organization. Mm-hmm. They're doing more plays and that type of thing at Armory Square. And so just lots of different options. There's free concert series, I think, during the summer months as well, you know, over the noon hour.
That is so, so cool.
Yeah. So there's lots going on, and it's just kind of evolved. I mean, I think it's always played a part. And then we also have Art Leap, which I don't know if you're familiar with that, and I honestly can't remember how many years it's been going. It's fairly new, but it's a Saturday afternoon in the fall devoted to lots of different artists who open up their studios mm-hmm. in the area, and people are invited to travel from one to the next and chat with the artists and find out about what they do. I know that a lot of people actually, or artists actually, offer opportunities for folks to come in and actually participate in what they do in their particular craft.
I think there was like 24 stops on the Park Rapids Art Leap this year.
Yeah, there were quite a few.
Yeah, which was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So do you know anything about the number of dollars roundabout that the arts bring to the county or anything like that? Because I think it's interesting to think about people travel to places for arts.
Right.
And they eat at the restaurants and mm-hmm. get gas and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of
it
thing.
Has a huge impact. Huge impact on the community and on the local economy. And, yeah, we spent a good portion of last year learning how it actually directly affects Park Rapids. Not only did we concentrate on what is already offered, but what we could potentially do.
Oh. So are there plans for new things?
Yeah, actually, again, specifically to Park Rapids, we're still batting around a few different ideas, and we haven't quite landed on one particular one yet, so that's still kind of up in the air, and of course, you know, a lot of it relates to funding and things like that, but I know that one of the newest things that we've been able to implement is the sculpture walk, which is much like the Bemidji sculpture walk. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of what we modeled it after, but we have ours in Heartland Park with 6 new sculptures. You know, we'll be looking for new artists to put sculptures in the park, I believe beginning right after the first of this year.
So other than economics, how do you see the arts kind of creating momentum in town other than economics?
Yeah, I think, you know, people are looking for experiences. And so the more art-related experiences that there are in town, you know, the more people you're going to bring to town. And setting aside any economic impact, people are just interested in art, and they just like to go and enjoy it. And I know that the Historical Society, they're putting plaques together to place on downtown businesses to bring attention to buildings, you know, that have been around for quite some time.
Oh.
Again, kind of following in the footsteps of Bemidji, I know that they are placing signage on buildings around town using the Chippewa language to express different sentiments. So those are two of the items that come to mind immediately.
Yeah. Other than arts, what else is happening in Park Rapids that sticks out to you? Because I don't live there, you know, you're like on
right.
the inside.
Right. You know, I'm just trying to think, you know, one of the things that we're most proud of is our 4th of July celebration. Somebody boldly put it out there that we have the best fireworks show in northern Minnesota, so we try to live up to that every year. And we have a wonderful 4th of July parade, lots of activities, lots of flotillas on area lakes. The other thing that we are really excited about, of course, is our holiday kickoff when we put up the Christmas tree in the middle of downtown Main Street, and all the businesses stay open, you know, later than normal and serve hot cider. And it's just a really nice celebration that brings people together, of course. That's our goal. I mentioned the 3rd Street stage earlier, and that has grown and grown and grown, and so we have live music every Thursday night downtown. It's free of charge, and people bring their lawn chairs and basically dance and appreciate music right in the street. So
how fun.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, we're really working hard to, you know, to make sure that we have a lot of activity that's open and available to everybody right in the middle of downtown, because we love our downtown. Park Rapids has been known for parking in the middle of the street. You know, that's one of our cool little quirks, and we fought to maintain that when they were doing the big Main Street project, when they were repaving the roads and that kind of thing. And so it was suggested that go away, but they fought really hard to keep that because it's unique.
It is unique.
Yeah.
Gives this feeling of action for some reason.
Right. Yep, it really does. Mm-hmm. It really does.
That is Liz Stone. She is a city council member from Park Rapids, Minnesota.